Vancouver Canadiens manager Brent Lavallee was in Surrey with some wise words for the team players of Wally Chiefs. Two decades ago, Lavallee was a catcher on a North Delta Blue Jays team coached by Ari Melios, now with Wally's junior team in the BC Premier Baseball League. Post-practice at Wally Athletic Park on Monday night, April 22, Lavallee talked to the Chiefs about what it takes to be a pro baseball player, and also about some of the pros he's encountered on his own path up the ranks. "I played against a lot of the players on the walls here," Lavallee said of the ballpark banners that salute former Chiefs including Adam Lawin, Kevin Johnston, Andy Myatt and others. In North Delta, Lavallee was teammates with James, Big Maple, Paxton, now pitching for Los Angeles Dodgers, and saw how hard Paxton worked to get to the MLB. "He threw 78 miles an hour as a 10th grader," Lavallee recalled. "I caught his first bullpen, he didn't even know the pitch signals. He'd scream at me in his high-pitched voice, 'Curveball. And he throws this terrible curveball. I'm yelling at our pitching coach, does this kid not know? And now that kid is pitching for the Dodgers making 12 mil and went from 78 to 92 miles an hour pitches, in 24 months, not by accident. So if you want it and want to work for it, you'll get it." Related. Returning Seas skipper Lavallee, proud Delta guy, wants another champagne celebration. Wally Chiefs players listened to Vancouver Canadiens manager Brent Lavallee at Wally Athletic Park on Monday, April 22, 2024. Screenshot from video. Wally Chiefs baseball coach Ari Melios at Wally Athletic Park on Monday, April 22, 2024. Screenshot from video. A North Delta native, Lavallee returned to Vancouver this spring to manage the reigning Northwest League champions for a third season. He's now a fixture on the top step of the dugout at Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium, and has coached in the Toronto Blue Jays system for 5 years. Back in the day, he was a catcher who struggled with aspects of the game. "I was telling my son the other day that when I played for Ari, I couldn't throw the ball. My pop time was 3 seconds, 3.05, Lavallee told the Chiefs players. "I remember my first practice, I turned around and asked him, 'Was that good?' He's like, 'Good is about 2. I was like, "All right, I'm about 1 second away." But as you guys know, he added, "Tenths of seconds are hard to eliminate as a catcher, or as anything. I got that thing down below 2 by the time I got out of there. But to do it, I got a bucket of baseballs and I'd go 2 hours before practice, tape a strike zone up on the chain link, step it off and just throw into the fence." Melios remembered. "Yeah, he'd show up to Mackey Ballpark in North Delta, and be there by himself throwing the ball, and then we'd start catching practice soon after that." Hard work paid off for Lavallee, named Delta's Male Amateur Athlete of the Year in 2010 while at LSU Shreveport, a Division I NAIA school, where he played and coached for many years. "I still throw pretty well, but none of it's without effort and detailed work," he said at the Diamond in Wally. "That's kind of me, that's the path here, and who knows, who cares where the path goes from here forward, but just try to be the best you can at this moment and you're going to end up being successful in whatever way." Vancouver Canadiens manager Brent Lavallee left with Wally Chiefs owner Paul Hargreaves at Wally Athletic Park on Monday, April 22, 2024. Screenshot from video. Lavallee answered questions choosing the right path to college, trying out for teams, how to approach baseball program managers, spelling and grammar in emails is important, he underlined, reading good books, You Win in the Locker Room First, by Mike Smith and John Gordon, and recovery methods. "Catching in college, I did what's called contrast therapy," Lavallee recalled. "I'd basically ice the heck out of my shoulders and knees, and the second my ice time was up, 20 minutes, I'd have a hot bath and then ask my roommate to get more ice bags ready, then put the ice back on right after I got out of the hot tub or hot bath. I felt great to catch 9 or 14 innings the next day. I'm not saying don't ice, but there is science out there that says no, that it's a masking agent. We drink a lot of tart cherry juice, with extreme anti-inflammatories and a lot of really good attributes." The Chiefs players then heard more advice from Lavallee. get in the weight room and don't leave, and when you leave, go to the batting cage, and after you leave that, go to your kitchen and then go to sleep, he added. It's a full-scale thing. You can work in the cage all you want, but if you can't impact the baseball hard enough, you're not going to do enough damage to make a college want you. If the swing's not there, it doesn't matter how much you squat or bench press. Related, still chief among Wally Chiefs, owner Hargreaves takes step back from baseball duties.